Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. What a beautiful day. We have a fun, action-packed show today. A full studio, too. I like it. We have five guests sitting in the studio. Four are going to be on mic talking about wonderful things. So there are so many amazing neighborhoods and streets in Greater Milwaukee. All have their unique flavor and personality and reasons to visit. But if you had to pick just one street, which would be your favorite? Let me make a quick case for mine. The WTMJ talk and text line is open if you want to tell me yours. It can be anywhere, anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. It's 855-616-1620. I've pondered this for a while, and I love walking around downtowns, especially downtown Milwaukee and the Third Ward, but I'm not sure that either one of those neighborhoods has my favorite street. Wells Street kind of has a soft spot in my heart since our condos were on it, and I went to Marquette University, lived up right off of Wells Street for many years, and I advocated for a long time to rightfully and justfully so get that street changed from a one-way to a two-way street, but it's not my favorite. In the Third Ward, you have Broadway. It's like full of life, home to a store that my wife opened, so I really like that street a lot. It's totally walkable, but it's not my favorite. On the east side of Milwaukee, we have Terrace Avenue, just totally beautiful. Parts of Lake Drive are wonderful. Obviously, a really easy answer for a favorite street is Lincoln Memorial Drive, anywhere. But I don't know. That's just kind of too easy. Then you have Brady Street right off of downtown Milwaukee. And I'm still kind of thinking about the Italian beef sandwich I had yesterday from Glorioso. So maybe, I don't know. Nah, Brady Street's not my favorite. And that leads me to Downer Avenue. If I was forced to name a favorite street of mine, I think it's Downer. It has its challenges. It has some long-term vacancies, but it's so walkable, so full of life, and so much to do and see and eat. Like, you can walk into Boswell Books. I really appreciate the service at that Starbucks. Truly love the deli and the butcher at Naring Sendix on Downer. The walk-up window on Stone Creek Coffee is amazing. Downer Wine and Downer Theater. You're going to hear about both of those today. And then there's that Cafe Hollander. Like, the outdoor aesthetic at Cafe Hollander just kind of brings it all together. And Henry's, just off of Downer, it's a great bar. Put it on your list. It was date number two for my wife and I. I think one of my best friends joined us for that date, too. So kind of a third wheel situation there. But that's a story for another day. But I even really love the CVS on Downer. And the Breadsmith. Who doesn't love Breadsmith? But let me tell you. There's one thing I don't like about Downer. Well, I don't know. The benches, I like benches, but do people ever really sit on benches? I'm going to ask some of our guests their thoughts on benches because I got a thing about benches. I love them. They look great, but they're not always as functional as they could be. So no matter what, I'm a fan of Downer Avenue, and I highly recommend that you visit it. Like many Milwaukee neighborhoods, it's run by a BID, a business improvement district. The boundaries we can discuss as we go on with the show, but it's essentially a two-block radius that includes North Downer Avenue between East Webster on the south and East Park Place on the north, and basically to Bellevue on the east side. And then a little history, if I can. We'll set the tone, and then we'll go to break, and we'll come back with our guests. In 1921, there were 34 businesses on this two-block strip of Downer. Two grocers, two drugstores, an interior decorator, two barbershops, a laundry store, a sweet shop, a driving school, two dental offices. And as I just laid out, it's still an amazing hub of activity years and years later. Soon the historic Downer Theater will reopen, and new owners have big, big plans for a 90-year-old store, Downer Avenue Wine and Spirits. So today, it's Downer Avenue Talk with Janet Henning, the executive director of the Downer Avenue BID, Ann Reed from Milwaukee Film, the new owner of Downer Theater, Sarah Zimmerman and Tonette Calloway, the new owners of Downer Avenue Wine and Spirits, who are breaking away from their corporate jobs a little bit to join the entrepreneurial world of retail. And if their LLC name has anything to do with their pending success, they're ready to take off on a rocket ship Boss Babes, Inc. is the name that purchased the business from the original owners. We'll get back to the full story of Downer Avenue right after this break. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The women who run Downer Avenue join us today. Janet Heading, Executive Director of the Downer Avenue Bid. Ann Reed from Milwaukee Film, the new owner of the Downer Theater. And Sarah Zimmerman and Tonette Calloway, the new owners of Downer Wine and Spirits. So last month, Sarah and Tonette, who are longtime residents of the east side of Milwaukee, that is, and customers of Downer Wine and Spirits, purchased the 1934-built liquor store that's located at, I'm going to give the full address, it's 2638 North Downer Avenue. I have your bios here, but I'm not going to read all those. Why don't you just give me your little overview and introduction, please, Tonette?
Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for having us. We're
sure,
excited
thanks
to be
for being here.
Woo! So my name's Tonette Calloway. I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. My dad lives just off 18th and Valete, and okay. So I'm a long-time resident. My day gig, though, makes me travel a lot, but, you know, still love the city of Milwaukee and have a lot of roots here. Downer is an amazing avenue, and I have to tell you, my kids were pretty much raised on that block, just going from one food restaurant, dropping off dry cleaning, then going across the street to Sendik's, then coming back to Downer and buying an alcohol wine at Downer Wine and
Spirits. For mom and dad.
Yes, for us, not for the children, of course. Yes. But so it's been a lot of fun. And Sarah's, we've been great friends.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. And Jeff, thanks for having us.
Sure.
I grew up in Milwaukee as well, but I grew up in the suburbs. And I was so envious of my friends who lived on the east side. And it was because they could walk to Downer. When I was with them, we had so much fun. It's the ultimate walkable neighborhood. Back then, it was the coffee trader and the popcorn wagon. Today, it's been replaced by a lot of other incredible businesses, like you mentioned. So when we came back to Milwaukee after I'd been elsewhere for 15 years, we moved straight to the Downer Avenue neighborhood. And we've raised our kids here as well. So this opportunity to work with Tonette to acquire this longtime anchor of the neighborhood has been just incredible.
So how did you guys meet? Different corp. You're a former attorney, Sarah.
Right.
You just meet kind of networking, or were you longtime friends? How'd that connection be made, and was it made over a glass of wine?
Oh, there was definitely wine.
Okay.
All right. I think the first time we met was at some event, and Sarah and I just kind of just hit it off. Then her husband and I were on a board of a charitable organization together, Badly Behaved together.
Okay.
And that friendship just grew. And then I saw Sarah more and more. And then I don't exactly know how it became, like, we became good friends. We, like, do girlfriend trips together. Yeah, I mean, we hung out with Rihanna in Miami a couple years ago. I mean, that's how we roll. and it's just developed very easily.
So when did you start having discussions about, hey, there's a historic retailer that may need a new owner? When did those discussions start happening?
Okay, so this is also funny. So I knew Mark Nord, one of the brothers.
Okay.
And I said, give me some small batch gin, like exotic. No one in the city is going to get. Or I get, hey, I had a $1,200 bottle of wine. Let's get it. And we would talk. And he said to me at some point, you know, I may move. And I said to him, well, if you move and you're going to sell the store, let me know. And
I had a similar relationship with the other brother, Steve Nord. Although I don't know if I was buying any $1,200 bottles of wine, but I was in there all the time. We became friends in the way that customers, longtime customers do with the shopkeeper. And so he mentioned the sale of the store to me, that they had put it on the market. And somehow Tana and I made this connection when we were chatting.
And drinking, probably.
Probably. Yeah. And it just occurred to us, maybe we could do this and keep this store here and keep what's great about it right here in Downer.
Well, and having people that are passionate and committed to local ownership is important for any street. So kudos for taking that step. So why now? And like, why Downer Avenue? Is it just your history with the street and, hey, this is our place and we need to save it?
It was the neighborhood. We both have a passion for the local businesses on that block. We love the store. And I have to tell you, I think for us, the employees were really important, keeping them there. you know, Michael, one of our employees, has been there almost 20 years. And I've known Michael for years. I mean, he would come to the house and play games. And I think for us, it was just a continuity and keeping it special.
Yeah. And this is the only business you two own together? Or is this going to be the first of many?
The empire is coming. Being built.
Yes. All right. Very good. Have you thought a little bit about, obviously, you probably have plans that you want to change some things, aesthetics and product mix. But what does competition look like with the big players in the alcohol space?
Okay, well, I might have a different
answer. Your answers match.
I don't look at it as competition.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be honest. Like yesterday, we were at another facility that had, they sold wine, but they also were poured, and they had snacks. You could, and that was a neighborhood institution, and we supported that too. So for me, it's not about competition. To me, it is about preserving this business in a neighborhood that we both love and employing the people.
I love it. Rise and tide lifts all boats. That's what we're all about on the upswing. When we come back, we're going to talk more about local ownership and why it matters, not only for this retail business, but for the historic theater, the Downer Theater, and what it will mean for the east side of Milwaukee and, frankly, the entire state. This is the Upswing. We'll be right back. We're back. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. The women who run Downer Avenue join us today. Janet Heading, the executive director of the Downer Avenue bid, Ann Reed from Milwaukee Film. And just to clarify, they are the leases of the Downer Theater, but there's a lease-to-own option on that theater that Ann can talk us through a little bit later in the show. And then the owners of Downer Wine and Spirits. So, Tonette and Sarah, just continuing our conversation a little bit. What's kind of the most exciting and daunting challenge about buying a new kind of a legacy retail outlet? And what are the changes you want to bring? And just kind of what's that day to day look like for you? Is it overwhelming? Is it exciting? Is it all the above?
I think the most exciting thing has been the response we've heard from other customers who appreciate the place as much as we do. And just from people who are excited to see neighbors owning a neighborhood institution. We've just had such a positive response. So that's exciting. It also is daunting because there are high expectations. And I think to the extent that we make changes, they'll be driven by listening to our customers and our friends, our potential customers, neighbors, listening to what they want to see on their shelves. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a conversation, and it involves our entire staff. So I think you'll see we'll try experimenting with some high-end wines, some fun things that you can't find elsewhere. Same thing with spirits. I think we will always offer great value options that maybe people don't see elsewhere. So anything you see in our small store, it's going to be carefully curated by our team.
Very good. How big is kind of the NA beer opportunity? Have you looked into that? I know it's only been a little while, but obviously it's an emerging space for sure.
Beer and spirits as well. Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, drinking patterns are changing nationwide. That's a little slower to come to Wisconsin and Milwaukee because of our culture.
Exactly.
But it's coming, and I think we need to be flexible and get ahead of it.
Yep. Okay. And I think you'll see those kind of new products introduced.
Yeah. Very good. So what, Ann Reed, thank you for joining us. What does the reopening of the Downer Theater mean, not only to the area, but obviously for the community as a whole?
Oh, we're so excited, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. The closing of the Downer is actually what brought me to Milwaukee Film at all. I live in the neighborhood. I love Downer Avenue, lived there since 1987, just a block and a half away. And when the Downer closed, was a sad day for me. I reached out to see what I could do, and look at me now. Here I am today. Iconic blocks like this that really are the heartbeat of their neighborhood, with that grocery store, that drugstore, that bookstore, that dry cleaner, that coffee place. You keep listing and you're going to say, and that theater. You go to these neighborhoods anywhere, and that neighborhood theater where kids can go, walk there by themselves, see movies in the afternoon, first date there, all that kind of thing. It's a key part of the neighborhoods that so many of us were fortunate enough to grow up in. And for it to go away is an enormous loss, not just one more empty on the block that may take time yet to fill, but a beating heart of storytelling that convenes the neighborhood. And after the movie, where do you go? You go to the bookstore to read a book about it. You go to the coffee shop to talk about it. So to turn those lights back on, it really meant the world to us to be able to do that.
Very good. Yeah, it's kind of that one-stop experience and knowing that everything around you kind of enhances that experience. So it's interesting to see what's happening nationwide. Obviously, you have a lot of celebrities buying closed movie houses. And also, nonprofit groups like Milwaukee Film are diving in to retain the experience. For Milwaukee Film, is it about buying the asset in the building? Or is it more about, ooh, we want to preserve the experience? And then what does that experience look like moving forward?
Sure. So this is about our mission of film and the, you know, the deep variety that a nonprofit like ours can get out there. So we can show the Alfred Hitchcock retrospective, the Oscar-nominated big budget things. We can do a deep Black History Month, Women's History Month dive. The role of a nonprofit to let people see the full breadth and diversity of the stories that film can tell, that's what we are. So two more screens to be able to do that, that we can program year-round, in addition to the three at the Oriental that is already, that's us, that's our programming. It allows us to tell more stories, and actually from a business point of view, in a much deeper way. The reason multiplexes tend to do fine and individual small neighborhood theaters don't is the number of screens. There's an aspect of the business of this where you need to be able to commit for a certain period to Dune Part 2, and therefore that keeps you from adding this film over here. And multiple screens lets you, I'm moving my hands as I talk to you,
lets
you go way deeper on that. So for us, yes, the reason is mission, both from number of films, preservation of a theater, that's mission two, more places kids can experience. But from a business point of view, both because it's more screens and because a nonprofit can supplement revenue with that donated piece, it makes good sense from a business point of view as well.
Well, and having it together, like you said, with the Oriental Theater gives you another screen to add to the asset mix, and it makes it easier to program, right?
Yep.
So when we come back, I want to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival. We'll talk more about what the improvements are coming to in terms of the Downer Avenue Theater. The Downer Theater. Welcome back to The Upswing. Thankful today to be joined by the women that help run Downer Avenue each and every day. I always say neighborhoods do not run themselves. They take great, passionate, warm-hearted people that dive in each and every day to make things happen. So Ann Reed from Milwaukee Film, the current soon-to-be owner, can I say that, of Downer Theater? Lessee of Downer Theater, bringing it back to life. Janet Heading, the executive director of the Downer Avenue Bid. Sarah Zimmerman and Tonette Calloway, the new owners of Downer Wine and Spirits. So there are, I pulled this stat, Ann, that 36,400 operating movie theaters in North America now. 18% decline from, I think, 2019. How do you continue to create a new experience at a historic theater that maybe younger generation just doesn't have a connection with?
You start by bringing kids in. So we're actually touching thousands of kids a year through education programs where kids come in from school and they're in the theater. For many of them, it's their first time inside a movie theater. But your first time is almost never your last, right? You bring your family back. You do have that first date there after all and so on. Then for folks who are there to come in as adults, bring the movies that people want to see. The fact is, films are being made. Streaming is not, the ability to watch at home is not taking away the theater experience. In fact, there's tons of data around people who go see a movie in the theater and then go stream it, or the other way around. People know that there are films. It's a way different experience on the big screen. So it's actually not about competing with streaming. It's about that flexibility of having multiple screens, being able to do it in a way that's financially sustainable, and being able to commit to do that. If we have good movies, people will come.
Yeah. Well, obviously, a lot of good movies in the film festival this year that begins Thursday evening, and then Friday at all screens. Mm-hmm. what's new for the film festival this year?
Oh, it's my first film festival,
right.
So I am super excited. The Milwaukee Film Festival is 2 weeks long. It starts this Thursday, April 11th, with opening night at the Oriental Theater. The film is Sherry and Lamb Chop, for those of us, and I watched Lamb Chop in real time as a kid. It's an amazing documentary. The director, the filmmaker, the producer will be there talking to us. It'll be amazing. Then, in earnest, at the Oriental, the Avalon, the Times, and ta-da, the Downer. The film festival starts running morning, afternoon, evening, and late night on that next day, Friday the 12th, on through the 25th. More than 300 films, more than 60 countries. I have a friend who just posted his schedule of the 55 films he wants to see in that 2 week period. It's a big deal, and people tell me the part of the best of the experience is waiting in line. You meet the most amazing people.
Yeah, it does add such a wonderful new vitality to all the neighborhoods that are already full of life. Yeah. But when you see the lines and you see the walkability, I think that is a really differentiator for this film festival. It's walkable. You can walk from the Downer Avenue to the Oriental over on Farwell.
Yep. Absolutely. Right. I just saw an article. If you have good shoes on and you're reasonably fit, it's a 12-minute walk, which means you really can. People talk about parking on the east side.
Yeah.
You can park in the Downer Avenue garage and then go on foot back and forth. We're pushing a park once mentality
for
those two venues.
It's really accessible. And the online option is not happening this year, I also think is a really good thing.
Well, it has pros and cons, and certainly in terms of accessibility, for a lot of folks, I'm actually looking forward to bringing components like that back at some point. We certainly learned a lot about them during COVID, but this year it is all in person. And talk to us, because we think a lot about accessibility at these different neighborhood theaters, and we have given thought to what your obstacles might be to coming in person if you'd like to.
Very good. You can find the films and find all the information where?
mkefilm.org.
Very good. When we come back after this break, I'm going to talk about more updates and what the bigger picture is for Downer Avenue. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, Neighborhood Development 101, focusing on the east side of Milwaukee on Downer Avenue today. Janet Henning, who is the Executive Director of the Downer Avenue Business Improvement District. Thanks for spending time with us today. Thanks for waiting out the first couple segments. We were not ignoring you. Like, this is your baby. Like, this is your neighborhood. So I appreciate your time. Give us your background, please, Janet.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I am happy to wait. It is amazing news with the Downer Avenue Wine and Spirits and the Milwaukee Film with the Downer Theater. So I love hearing the stories. I love being part of it. Downer is plugging along. I mean, I am the Downer bid director. I'm also the Shorewood bid director. Right. So each are very different neighborhoods. Downer has a piece of my heart. My grandparents lived over on Lake Drive for 30 years. So I grew up going to Licks, going to the popcorn stand, going to the movie theater. That was my childhood. That was my special place. So it's really been interesting to see Downer grow over the past few years and now be able to be part of it.
How are you able to, you work in the Village of Shorewood and then on Downer Avenue. How do those two work together, like when you're recruiting and retaining businesses, is that complementary?
Very much. I think, the neighborhoods are so close together. Again, both very walkable neighborhoods. The businesses support each other. Both business districts are very engaged in the community and the people of the community. So I think any of the businesses that overlap between the two really kind of take care of each other and the community.
And they're both really event driven too. I mean, big events like the Downer Avenue bike race. Obviously Shorewood has a bike race and that same organization. How do events drive community building for you?
Events are a huge part of drawing people to these neighborhoods and showcasing the unique businesses that are there, showcasing what we have to offer. The Downer Avenue bike race is hitting 45 years this year. So I believe that's one of the longest running events in the city, possibly. I know definitely for Downer. So it draws a huge crowd. All of the businesses over on Downer Avenue are in support of it. We support them. It's this very symbiotic relationship between the businesses and the community.
Very good. So I want to talk to you a little bit about there's a former Pizza Man space. And it opened in, I think, 2013. It's right on 2597 North Downer. Had a fire in 2010 at its former location on East North Avenue, if people are familiar with that. So last February, it moved to a new location on Humboldt. They're doing great there. But that space has sat vacant for a while. And it's like, it would seem to me like, wow, this is such prime real estate for somebody. Let's just move in. It's ready for a new restaurant. How do you recruit businesses to come to a space like that?
You said it. It's an amazing space. Pizza Man, it was great to have Pizza Man there. I think it could be amazing for a new restaurant to move in. It's got a lofted space. It's event space. It's fully built out. I spend a lot of time talking to different businesses.
Okay,
I wish sometimes I could pick and choose. That's not always the case.
But definitely part of your role as the executive director is recruitment. So you go out, you have meetings, you show people the space. Obviously, there are dynamics behind it, right? You can't just say, hey, I can write the lease deal for you. But you're an advocate for the neighborhood.
Very much, very much. I love, that's one of the best parts about my job, is getting to meet new people, getting to meet new businesses, hearing their stories, and seeing how I can help, seeing if I can find spaces for them, seeing if I can connect them to other people who might be able to help. So that's one of the best parts about my job.
Having committed local ownership at the Downer Theater and at Downer Wine and Spirits is going to help fill that spot. I know I'm going to wish it upon us.
When
we come back after the break, I want to talk about some neighborhood development trends, not only on Downer Avenue, but across the city of Milwaukee, and wrap up our conversation with our wonderful guests. This is The Upswing, and I'm Jeff Sherman. Welcome back to The Upswing, Neighborhood Development 101, talking Downer Avenue and all the wonderful changes coming, not only to the Downer Theater, but to Downer Wine and Spirits, and everything else that's happening. There's a couple spaces that need to be filled on this street, and I think we're going to get there. So what are the challenges of maintaining the historic character of a street while also attracting new businesses? Obviously, you kind of got to keep up with modern trends and even, you know, apartment buildings, like some of the challenges at St. Mark's, the neighbors had concerns, but you still want housing to get people to come to the street and buy stuff, right? So what are those unique challenges, Janet?
I think part of the allure of Downer Avenue is the historic piece to it and the character that Downer has. I don't know if those are challenges. I know the construction that's happened and the facades that have been improved or remodeled recently have all gone through the Historic Preservation Committee. So I think in keeping with the theme of Downer Avenue and preserving that, I think that's what that brings people to Downer.
That's good. Yeah, that I 100% agree. I mean, I think any street or any neighborhood has its wonderful opportunities and challenges, and you got to bring those together to rise it up. So the mayor has a goal to get to 1 million population, and you're all part of it. We're all part of it in some way, shape, or form. Maybe, Ann, you can talk a little bit in terms of just, hey, we're going to get to 1 million population. What does that mean, and what are some steps that we can take to get there?
Urban life involves density. One of the things we choose when we choose to live in the city is to live close to each other and to share these experiences of the grocery store we all go to and see each other at, the theater that we go to and then go talk at the bookstore afterward. We've chosen that way of living together in close proximity. Getting as Milwaukee's population grows, for me, that means we build that density. We have more people who live near specific areas. Yes, in ways sometimes that aren't as much fun for this particular house or that particular house. But overall, as we bring more density in, we are bringing people who will nourish these businesses, which in turn will nourish us who live there, and you get this virtuous circle going. That starts to get diffused and fade away as we start having empty spots, both residentially and in terms of business.
Sarah, Tanette, how do you, the mayor comes to you and says, all right, I need 1 million people in 5 years. What's your answer?
I always think about the research that shows that even when people are pessimistic about their city, they love their neighborhoods. It's the same people. People live in neighborhoods, not necessarily in the city as a whole. So if we can invest in neighborhoods like Downer Avenue, all the other incredible ones around Milwaukee, people will be happy to be there and they'll be attracted to those spaces.
Very good.
So I may veer off a little bit on this subject. I think I'll tell you, for me, I think if we're going to really get that number, we're going to have to get a greater opportunity for the younger generation. And I mean real jobs, not have them go through all these hoops that we tend to do in the city, because those are the people that will move into the neighborhoods and help build the community. And I'm going to be honest, and this is probably something a little bit controversial, I think there's a generation of people, and I'm getting close to it, that we're going to have to step out of the way. First of all, we're going to have to really build succession in this city meaningfully, not just because you're part of some clique.
Right.
Build it, get out of the way, and let them bloom, because that is what's going to make this city really vibrant. And I think that is a difficult conversation for people to have. But I think that's what, and it all goes hand in hand. Goes back to the neighborhoods. It goes building the community. But we got to get out of the way and let that next generation come. There's always that tension, and I think this city has struggled with it a little bit more than others.
Yeah, very good point. Collaboration and mentorship, and hey, we're all leaders in our own way, shape, or form, and nobody gives you the right to stand on the sidelines. So if you need to get off the sidelines, get off the sidelines and let other people be a part of it. So quickly, one big wish for Downer Avenue. Anne?
People believe in it. If the Downer Theater closes, we don't have to accept that. The corner where Stone Creek is just absolutely thriving now, we didn't have to accept that that was empty for so long. If people believe this can work, we can fill these spaces in incredibly meaningful ways.
Very good. All right. The future of Downer Avenue and all neighborhoods in Milwaukee. We got to believe, we got to be a part of the community, and we got to be committed. I appreciate everyone for taking the time today to discuss Neighborhood Development 101. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Tomorrow on the Tuesday show, the business of weddings. We're going to talk to the owners of Married in Milwaukee and talk about how that space continues to change with all the new venues and all the new opportunities in weddings.